Babin Tzia, chapter 3, Mishnah Nana, Mafkit Chavis Eitzel Chaver. If one deposits a barrel with his friend, Velo Yichadulo Abalim Makum, and the owner doesn't assign a special place for it. When he gives it to him, he doesn't assign a special place for it. So that clause in the Mishnah is actually comes to teach us something else. There's a whole, the Gemara goes into, because you'll see we don't actually need that clause. Whether it's assigned a special place or not assigned a special place is coming to teach you the extent of this halacha, but it's actually not needed for the main teaching that the Mishnah is going to come and tell us. And the main teaching is as follows. V'tiltala v'nishbara, that if he moves it, the person looking after the barrel, he's a custodian. Now he moves the barrel around, and while he's moving it around, he breaks it. Okay, im mitoich yad nishbara. So if he breaks it while he's moving it, during the course of moving it, letzorko, if he moved it for his own needs, and the example he brings, he wants to climb on top of it to fetch something that's high up, he's not allowed to do that because, you know, a custodian's not allowed to use it for his own needs, and it's like he's a thief that he's moving it to climb up. He's not allowed to do that. So chayev, so he's obligated to pay fully for its damage. Letzorka, but if he was moving it for its own needs, then pater, he's exempt. If he was like moving it to save it, then he's exempt. You know, he wanted to keep it safe, then, and it breaks while he's moving it, he doesn't have to pay. Im misha nicha, now he puts it down, right? He moves it, he's finished moving it, and he puts it down somewhere else. Nishbara, and then it breaks over there. So bain letzorka pater. Now, it doesn't matter why he moved it. The fact that it wasn't during the course of moving, and it, you know, it broke somewhere else, and he didn't have anything to do with that, so now he is exempt. And the Gemara learns this is according to the opinion of Reb Yishmael, who holds that one who steals something and then returns it, he is now no longer liable for damages caused by circumstances beyond his control. So the fact that he's now put it down and he's left it again, now he's not considered like a thief anymore, he's considered like a custodian, and if it breaks over there, it's circumstances beyond his control, and he doesn't have to pay. Next clause of the Mishnah, Yechadu lahabalim makom. If the owner has assigned a special place for it, and again, that comes to teach something else, v'tiltala v'nishbara, and he moves it, and it was broken. Bein mitoch yada ubein mishanicha letzorko. If he moves it and it was broken, whether while it was in his hand or whether after he had set it down, okay, letzorko for his needs, if he was moving it for his needs, chayv, then he's obligated to pay. So now there's different ways of learning this, but the Karti brings the first way in the Gemara learns it is that this clause is now according to Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Akiva holds that if you steal something and you put it back, until you've told the owner that you've put it back, you're still considered like obligated for it. And that's why he moves it over here and he puts it somewhere else.
The person who owns the one.
The custodian moves it and he puts it somewhere else. The fact that he's put it somewhere else, even if it breaks, there were circumstances beyond his control, he's still liable for it. Why? Because he moved it. He's a thief. And he's, even though he's like kind of put it down now, he hasn't yet told the owner. And therefore, he's still liable for damages for it until he tells the owner. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. Letzorka, the only way he gets out of paying damages is if he moved it for its own sake, like he moved it to protect it. So according to this second clause of the Mishnah, the Gemara learns, the way we're learning according to Rabbi Akiva, if he moves that barrel of wine for his own sake, he's always going to be liable for damages to that barrel of wine. Whether it breaks while he's moving it, whether it breaks after he puts it down, he's not allowed to touch it. And if he touches it, he will always be liable. According to the first opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, he's only liable while he's moving it. The minute he puts it down, he's no longer liable anymore. And that difference comes out from the difference of how they hold. If you steal something, after you've given it back, do you have to tell the owner? Yes or no? Rabbi Yishmael holds you don't have to tell the owner. You are no longer liable for it. Rabbi Akiva says you do have to tell the owner. And until you've told the owner you've returned it, you're liable for it. So that difference will come out. Because obviously there's a whole, you can read over here in the footnote of the Karti, why we split up the Mishnah, that one opinion is Rabbi Akiva, one opinion is Rabbi Yishmael. We don't like to do that unless there's some other reason that's forcing us to do that. So you can read that footnote over there, interesting.
What's your obligation?